The Irish economy will grow by 11% this year. That's according to the latest report by the Economic and Social Research Institute. They provide research used to inform public policy debate and decision making. It's more than double what the government are forecasting, and it's because they say of more demand for Irish exports and more spending by people here, but lots of people will still be out of work and fewer houses will be built. Kieran McQuinn is research professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute. Kieran, tell us more about how much the economy will grow this year and why.
Good morning, Gavin. I suppose it has to be placed in the context, obviously, of the pandemic, which has had a very profound effect on the economy over the past 18 months. What we have observed during that period, however, is that the demand for Irish exports has not alone held up, but seems to have increased in certain areas. And so certain elements of our export sector have performed very, very strongly, even last year in 2020, which caused us to actually have a positive growth rate and buck to the international trend in that respect. Those exports have continued to perform well in the data for the first quarter of this year. And so when we combine that with our expectation that domestic sources of demand, in particular consumption and investment, are likely to pick up quite significantly now that the economy is being opened up, it leads us to this, you know, very substantial figure. So it's basically the combination of ongoing strong demand, particularly for pharma, ICT, from an export perspective, and then the very strong pickup that we're expecting in consumption and investment.
You say it's not an even growth. In other words, the extent of ups and downs are very different depending on the type of work that you're in. Tell us more.
Exactly. I mean, I suppose one of the characteristics of the pandemic has been the fact that it's had a very disproportionate impact on the labour market. So certain sectors of the economy, such as the export sector, the public sector generally, have remained completely almost unaffected by the pandemic and the ill effects of COVID-19. However, obviously, there have been certain sectors of the economy that have been devastated, the tourism sector, retail, hospitality sector generally. And so clearly, as you move forward, it's likely that some of those sectors are going to continue to struggle. Some may even have what we call structural change in the sense that they may not return to where they were before the pandemic. But then other elements of the economy are set to grow quite strongly. So it is relatively unequal in that sense. And that reflects, I suppose, the disparate effect of COVID-19 on the Irish economy.
What about the effect of Brexit and cross-border trade on this island?
Yeah, we've obviously only had one quarter of information, if you like, based on the agreement which came into place at the end of last year. What that shows at this point in time is quite a significant drop in imports from Great Britain. So if we look at the data in that respect, it's significant that we've had a sizable drop off. Exports, on the other hand, seem to have been relatively unaffected. So there's been no real change in exports, but certainly a big fall off in imports. Now, that could be due to what we call the asymmetry in the tariffs that have been applied, or sorry, not the tariffs, but the customs procedures that have been applied in the two jurisdictions. It could also be due to the fact that there may have been a significant amount of stockpiling taking place towards the end of last year, which means that the demand for imports would have dropped off sizably in the first quarter. But it's something which obviously we'll be monitoring going forward.
Even with the costs of the pandemic and expected falls in corporation tax because of recent international agreements, are you still saying the government can and should borrow to build?
Yeah, I think clearly in terms of the public finances, there's a short-term challenge of getting the, restoring some order to the public finances. We can't simply go on borrowing 4 or 5% of GDP on an ongoing basis. And as the economy improves, as we expect it to, I think those public finances will come back into order. From a borrowing perspective, though, over the longer term, I think, you know, the kind of calculations and assessments we've done in the report would suggest that there is the scope there to borrow on a modest scale, somewhere in the region of between 1-1.5% of GDP on an ongoing basis. And we feel, given the expected growth rate of the economy, given the expected costs of sovereign debt going forward, that is a feasible policy option for the government, which would yield around 5 to 7 billion in additional funds each year.
Kieran McQuinn, research professor at the ESRI. Thank you.